Since the 1930s, antibiotics have changed the way the world treats and prevents diseases in humans and livestock. But overuse leads to resistance, and that can cause more disease and infections. Clayton Baumgarth reports on one Indiana farm that will be the first to achieve a new antibiotic-free standard for beef, being developed by advocates from George Washington University.
In October of last year, WTIU was invited to Fisher Farms in St. Anthony, Indiana. The farm, family-owned and operated by people like Joseph Fisher for six generations, decided in 2004 to switch from conventional beef production to a process requiring fewer antibiotics.
We wanted to raise top-quality beef. We want our beef to, you know, consistently be considered one of the best beef around. But then we also wanted to raise it in a way that where our family was, you know, comfortable eating it. You know, we wanted to do it by raising it without growth hormones, without antibiotics.
From there, they began to use regenerative ag processes such as installing ponds that naturally filter and conserve the farm's water supply, capturing excess carbon by using no-till methods and planting vegetation year-round, and even reducing cows' methane production by feeding them kelp.
By a relatively, you know, small investment in feeding our cattle kelp, we can reduce their emissions by 82%. It's a no-brainer.
The added effort is having results. An independent team out of Bloomington has been conducting soil tests on the property to complete a life cycle analysis of the impacts.
And we've shown, you know, topsoil increases from 3 inches to as much as 16 inches through this rotation. And when you think of topsoil, that's organic matter. That's carbon dioxide that was in the air that is now permanently stored in the ground.
The real focus of the visit, though, was on the antibiotic side of the business. Joining us on the tour were representatives from the Antibiotic Resistance Action Center at George Washington University. They came to gather information and data on Fisher's efforts to lessen the use of antibiotics in their cattle. Antibiotic Resistance Action Center Representative Kathy Lawrence says Fisher Farms will be the first adopters in the nation of the Certified Responsible Antibiotic Use, or CRAU, standard for beef.
We created the CRAU standard to give producers an opportunity to either change their antibiotic use practices to be more responsible, to use them less frequently.
Through this process verification, the farm will be audited twice a year by USDA auditors to ensure that everything measures up. Lawrence says that they first developed CRAU in 2014 for poultry, and the process was eventually adopted by Tyson a year later. Their goal is to raise the floor on antibiotic use in animal agriculture across the country.
Right now, it's kind of the Wild West still in terms of the beef industry, because you've got basically conventional production with very little information and very little accountability for how and when antibiotics are used.
The Antibiotic Resistance Action Center says the standard aims to create a sort of middle ground in the beef industry. On the cheaper, more available end, some producers overuse antibiotics to make up for less than sanitary and overcrowded living conditions. Alternatively, purely organic and antibiotic-free beef is in low supply and often comes at a higher cost to consumers. Under the CRAU standard, farmers can give antibiotics to their cattle if they get sick, but their use will be closely monitored.
We need antibiotics when we as humans are sick. We need antibiotics when animals are sick. But we are not going to build an entire industry around the daily overuse and misuse of antibiotics that feeds antibiotic resistance.
According to the interim director for the Department of Animal Sciences at Purdue University, Paul Ebner, process verification standards like this aren't uncommon. Many organic labels on meat products originate similarly, where an independent third party creates the standard and companies can choose whether to adhere to them, depending on the product they're marketing.
What this third party will generally do is basically do the audit and say, yes, these things are all happening. They are doing things as they stated. And they're verifying that process. It's not going to tell you that this product is better or higher quality or safer. That's up to the consumer.
While Ebner personally wasn't aware of the CRAU standard becoming available to beef, he did say consumer demand is there.
But it's part of this whole idea of we want to preserve the efficacy of antibiotics. So let's use them as sparingly as possible. So, and for some consumers, they want to see that in their product. So they look for those labels.
If the CRAU standard for beef develops as the one for poultry did, Fisher Farms in Indiana could be the first in the nation to adhere to a widely used system for marking beef products responsibly treated with antibiotics. Fisher Farms currently adheres to CRAU standards, but won't become the first official adopter until the USDA does its official audit this spring. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Clayton Baumgarth.